Breakfast. Well, we've been speaking on and on about the need for extra supply in the Irish residential construction sector. Well, apparently it is gathering some form of recovery and momentum in relation to the number of planning applications and project commencements. These figures relate to the first 8 months of 2014. It's all part of the National Housing Construction Index, and it's issued by, the figures are compiled by Link to Plans. Their boss, Managing Director, is Danny O'Shea. I spoke to him a few moments ago and I began by asking him what the latest figures reveal.
This latest edition, which is volume 16 of the National Housing Construction Index, it looks at the housing construction activity for the first 8 months of 2014 and compares it with the same period last year, and also gives comparable figures going back to 2011. And just to reiterate, we look at two metrics on this. We look at planning applications for housing construction, and we look at commencements. So the applications are the medium to long-term sentiment, and commencements are the here and now, is what's actually happening on the ground. So the top-line figures show an increase in both of them, a 12% increase nationally in planning applications, and a 40% increase in commencements. So really what it's telling us is the upward trend in the number of planning applications that we saw at the beginning of the year, shows no sign of slowing down, and is maybe evidence of a level of confidence returning to this construction sector.
Danny, percentages can be deceptive. What sort of volumes are we talking about?
Yeah, well, you're correct in saying that percentages are deceptive, and we're coming off a low base. So when we say 12% increase in the planning applications, the one that's really leading the charge there is Dublin, and Dublin is where the numbers are large. We're talking about somewhere in the order of 650 additional projects on last year for Dublin alone, and about 1,000 overall nationally. So that's, as I say, is the planning applications, which is the sentiment. Probably what's more important in ways are the commencements, which is what is happening on the ground here and now. And we're looking at a 40% increase nationally there, which is still extremely strong.
But are we talking about less than 5,000 houses when 25,000 are needed?
Yes, you're correct. It's coming off a low base. It is an upward graph, so there is growth. It's strong recovery, not very strong, but it's strong. It's, we've been running this index at National Housing Construction in from Link to Plans for the last 4 to 5 years, and this is the first time this year that we've seen both graphs going up. So I think it has to be a last half full rather than half empty scenario.
And in terms of sort of qualitative rather than quantitative research, in terms of some of the impediments to shovel ready sites, such as lack of infrastructure, the builders themselves having gone bust and so on, the network of development finance that's available, do you have any commentary on that?
Yeah, well, one of the things we've noticed just in 2014 is the number of residential developments has quadrupled over the last 3 years. Now, residential developments are obviously a housing estate or a phase of a housing estate or an apartment block. Those ones where developers would be involved. When we started to do this, that made up just about 1.5% of the total number of projects, whereas this year to date, it's up to 6%, and as you say, percents are percentage, where in actual numbers that would mean maybe 290 residential developments, of which about 127 are located in Dublin. So that's the commencements of things that are starting. There's a corollary with obviously planning applications, where you see the similar increase in those. So that's the pipeline coming down. So this is, we would hope, the predicted upturn of the requirement that, as you said, is needed.
Now, the government have been heavily reliant on NAMA. They've spoken about building 4,500 units by the end of 2016. Can you relate any of the what you're getting traction on in terms of commencements and planning applications through NAMA?
We can't really. Well, we've done a separate study on every residential development that started off this year, and we've looked at who the actual developers are, and that is available from our website as well as this report. But we haven't gone into examine which of those are NAMA based or not. No.
Okay, that's Danny O'Shea, Managing Director of Link to Plans, compiling those figures from the National Housing Construction Index. You know, 100% of nothing, folks, is nothing.